Hi, I'm Ron Feynman. I love physics. Two questions, if I may. At Liberty University, they have on display some fossils that they say are, I might be off by a factor of about 1,000 years or so, but they say these fossils of dinosaurs are 3,000 years old, maybe 4,000, maybe 5,000. The first question to you is, what could they do to really prove to a scientist that those fossils are indeed that old only? That's number one. And then number two, would you be willing to elucidate a little bit further your arguments against creation by design and maybe give us some better sense of cosmological time, just how long it really is?
The belief that dinosaurs are only 3,000 years old and that the universe is only 6,000 years old, how to give an idea of the real time span of the world? When one way to put it, which I've recently been thinking about, is that if somebody believes that the world is only 6,000 years old, or of the order of a few thousand years old, when the true age of the Earth is of the order of a few billion years old, that means they're out by a factor of a million. Which is not a trivial error. I am not very good at arithmetic, and I calculated that it's equivalent to believing that the distance from New York to San Francisco is 700 yards. But I received a letter from a mathematician who'd done the sum again, and he said I got it wrong. It's actually equivalent to believing that the distance from New York to San Francisco is 28 feet. Either way, it gives you an idea of the scale of the error. The questioner asked, what would people of Liberty University have to do in order to demonstrate that these dinosaur fossils really were 3,000 years old? Well, what they would have to do is to find igneous rocks, which were found in proximity to or sandwiching the fossils, and date these by radioactive dating, several different, half a dozen at least, different forms of radioactive dating, all of which give independent estimates of the date of these fossils. And all those different methods of doing it should point to an age of 3,000 years. In fact, of course, what those methods of dating all show is that dinosaur fossils are hundreds of millions, no less than 65 million years old. Not just one method of radioactive dating, lots and lots of different methods of radioactive dating, different clocks. Clocks working on completely different principles that all point to the same order of magnitude of age of these dinosaur fossils. If it's really true that the Museum at Liberty University has dinosaur fossils which are labelled as being 3,000 years old, then that is an educational disgrace. It is debauching the whole idea of a university, and I would strongly encourage any members of Liberty University who may be here to leave and go to a proper university.
Elucidating on chance versus natural selection versus intelligent design, and give us a sense of cosmological time.
Chance and natural selection and intelligent design. One of the biggest fallacies in popular understanding of Darwinian evolution by natural selection is that it is a theory of random chance. It is not. It's the very opposite, and this is one of the most important things to understand about it. There is a certain chance element in it. Mutation is a process of random chance. It's random with respect to improvement. Things don't tend to get better as a result of mutation. The important step in the Darwinian theory of evolution is natural selection. Natural selection is a non-random process. Natural selection is the non-random survival of randomly varying genetic codes. And the reason why some genetic codes survive better than others is their phenotypic effects via the processes of embryogenesis on phenotypes, on bodies, which make them survive or not survive, reproduce or not survive, and the ones that do survive and reproduce pass on the genetic coded instructions that built them and equipped them and made them good at surviving and reproducing. That's the idea, that is the explanation for the apparent adaptive design, the illusion of design which all living things show. It is a non-random process, it does not involve design of any sort, it produces an illusion of design. It is hard for people to grasp for various reasons, and one reason the questioner has pinpointed is the sheer length of time involved. Geological time is larger than most human minds are capable of grasping. The various metaphors have been used to convey the sheer magnitude of geological time. One that I like, which I didn't invent, is you hold out your hand to represent the length of geological time. You say, the middle of my thigh is the origin of life, and the tip of my finger is the present. Then the dinosaurs, which went extinct 65 million years ago, lived about there. Most of this is bacteria. You have multicellular life evolving about here, dinosaurs about there, humans at my fingernail, and the whole of recorded human history, everything from the Egyptians, biblical times, the Romans, the Assyrians, the Greeks, all of human history disappears in the dust from one stroke of a nail file. That's the scale of human history, is the dust from one stroke of a nail file on the same scale as the time that's available, that has been available for evolution. That is one of the reasons why people find it so hard to understand. There are many reasons.